This is the Bible lesson from the Christian Science Quarterly for Thanksgiving 2023. We'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy.
Thanksgiving is the subject of this Bible lesson. And the golden text is from 1 Chronicles in the New King James Version. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. The responsive reading is from Psalms, also in the New King James Version. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night on an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp with harmonious sound. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. O Lord, my God, I cried out to you, and you healed me. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. Lord, by your favor, you have made my mountain stand strong, to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. For your loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth, that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all your wondrous works.
Section 1. The Bible. Psalms. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. O that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. Your heart shall live that seek God. Isaiah. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving, and the voice of melody. Ephesians. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Luke. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good.
And from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The maximum of good is the infinite God and his idea, the all in all. Are we really grateful for the good already received? Then we shall avail ourselves of the blessings we have, and thus be fitted to receive more. Gratitude is much more than a verbal expression of thanks. Action expresses more gratitude than speech. What we most need is the prayer of fervent desire for growth in grace, expressed in patience, meekness, love, and good deeds. Your fruits will prove what the understanding of God brings to man. Spiritual living and blessedness are the only evidences by which we can recognize true existence and feel the unspeakable peace which comes from an all-absorbing spiritual love.
Section 2. 2 Samuel. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried to my God. Psalms. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name.
Step by step will those who trust him find that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God being everywhere and all-inclusive, how can he be absent or suggest the absence of omnipresence and omnipotence? How can there be more than all? In divine science, where prayers are mental, all may avail themselves of God as a very present help in trouble. Love is impartial and universal in its adaptation and bestowals. Spirit blesses man, but man cannot tell whence it cometh. By it the sick are healed, the sorrowing are comforted, and the sinning are reformed. These are the effects of one universal God, the invisible good dwelling in eternal science. The depth, breadth, height, might, majesty, and glory of infinite love fill all space. That is enough.
Section 3. Psalms. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. For this God is our God for ever and ever. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. Matthew. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. 1 Corinthians. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? The temple of God is holy, which temple ye are, and ye are Christ's, and Christ is God's.
We acknowledge and adore one supreme and infinite God. The supremacy of Spirit was the foundation on which Jesus built. His sublime summary points to the religion of love. Christianity, as Jesus taught it, was not a creed, nor a system of ceremonies, nor a special gift from a ritualistic Jehovah. But it was the demonstration of divine love, casting out error and healing the sick. not merely in the name of Christ or truth, but in demonstration of truth, as must be the case in the cycles of divine light. Jesus beheld in science the perfect man, who appeared to him where sinning mortal man appears to mortals. In this perfect man, the Savior saw God's own likeness, and this correct view of man healed the sick. Thus, Jesus taught that the kingdom of God is intact, universal, and that man is pure and holy. Temple, body, the idea of life, substance, and intelligence, the superstructure of truth, the shrine of love. Love, redolent with unselfishness, bathes all in beauty and light. The sunlight glints from the church dome, glances into the prison cell, glides into the sick chamber, brightens the flower, beautifies the landscape, blesses the earth. Man and woman, as coexistent and eternal with God, forever reflect, in glorified quality, the infinite Father, Mother, God. Our church is built on the divine principle, love. We can unite with this church only as we are newborn of spirit, as we reach the life which is truth and the truth which is life by bringing forth the fruits of love, casting out error and healing the sick.
Section 4. Luke. Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. 2 Corinthians. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. Acts. By the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women. And daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, Stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. Colossians. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him.
Christian Science takes naught from the perfection of God, but it ascribes to him the entire glory. The human capacities are enlarged and perfected in proportion as humanity gains the true conception of man and God. The prayer that reforms the sinner and heals the sick is an absolute faith that all things are possible to God, a spiritual understanding of Him, an unselfed love. Giving does not impoverish us in the service of our Maker, neither does withholding enrich us. We have strength in proportion to our apprehension of the truth, and our strength is not lessened by giving utterance to truth. Tell the sick that they can meet disease fearlessly, if they only realize that divine love gives them all power over every physical action and condition. Mentally contradict every complaint from the body and rise to the true consciousness of life as love, as all that is pure and bearing the fruits of spirit. The rich in spirit help the poor in one grand brotherhood, all having the same principle or father. And blessed is that man who seeth his brother's need and supplieth it, seeking his own in another's good. Those ready for the blessing you impart will give thanks.
Section 5. Hebrews. Let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to His name. Psalms. I will praise Thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart. Revelation. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen.
To have one God and avail yourself of the power of Spirit, you must love God supremely. Man walks in the direction towards which he looks, and where his treasure is, there will his heart be also. If our hopes and affections are spiritual, they come from above, not from beneath, and they bear, as of old, the fruits of the Spirit. Let us rejoice that we are subject to the divine powers that be.
You've been listening to the Christian Science Quarterly Bible Lesson titled Thanksgiving. I'm Don Wallingford.
And I'm Mimi Oka. The golden text and responsive reading this week come from the New King James Version, copyright 1982 by Thomas Nelson, used by permission, all rights reserved. This program is produced and copyrighted by the Christian Science Publishing Society.
You're listening to Hymn 3 from the Christian Science Hymnal.